Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Not Your Ordinary Essay. Today, I am going to chat patois because guess what? I don't know if you guys don't see the news about the US government not wanting to extend the visas for our consulate and ambassador. So, for those who don't understand patois, go and get a Jamaican friend so they can explain everything we're going to say to you today. Because this is the only time or maybe we need to chat patois today. Every country has laws. And if you're in a country, you have to follow the law. It's like when you're in Rome, you do what the Romans do. The Jamaican government has asked for the extension of our diplomats, the ambassador and the consulate general. So the U.S. embassy has now come forward and says, we are sending a diplomat to Jamaica and it's a same-sex couple. So the U.S. government was asking for the visa for the partner of their diplomat who is going to be coming to Jamaica. The Jamaican government said no. In Jamaica, we do not have same-sex laws, meaning a man and a man can't get married and a woman and a woman cannot get married. They have that in the U.S. That is not done in Jamaica. So, because the Jamaican government say, me nah make your gay partner come here, them now play a tougher concept about we now go extend the visas for our diplomat with the over here. So, what kind of foolishness that? What kind of foolishness that? I mean, you can't push your lifestyle upon a country and expect us to just drop everything and just accept it? Me no see where that's right. But here's a good thing. This is not the fact that they're telling us that they might cut them ties, you know. So me don't want nobody to get too excited. That's not what they're saying. Then I cut them ties like I didn't cut them ties with other countries. That's not what they're saying. They're saying we must just accept it. Make the man or woman bring them same-sex partner to Jamaica. No, go so. We no play that. So I have a good friend of mine who called me or sent me the text about it and says, look at this. So me, I read and read. This is the first time in the year, funny time and so forth. And me just respond and say, yes, they must respect the laws of the country because that's what it is. Me no hear from him again. Me no know when gone. But me no care. Me remember when me, you know, travel many years ago and Jamaica has one of the best weed in the world. Because for the earth, the soil is rich, minerals. Remember bauxite? We have bauxite in Jamaica, so you know, say, the soil rich down there. And me remember when me come on the plane, and when me come through the plane, me feel like say, me a criminal when me come through the plane, all the people have me tight. Me remember sometime when me usually cruise them all the dogs sniff me up. Me not forget the first time when me come here, them hold me in one room. And they ask me, must him hold me, must about, what, 2 hours? I check if me a criminal. Me remember when we dip on the plane sometimes, then stop the plane because they want to smell the plane and they want to check the plane to see if we have any marijuana planted upon the plane. And then criminalize us. And look what happened today. California, Arizona, all them state, yeah, I come talk about them have marijuana has health benefit. When you all of them are make money and fight now, and look on we in a country, before you go legalize it and make sure you use it for, you know, pay off with debt. Me no say nothing wrong with it, you know. This is a beautiful place. This is a great country. Them have them flaws just like everybody else. These small countries have them flaws too. We don't agree with everything them do or say. That's why we're there. If we have certain laws that are in place, follow the law. Follow the law. Don't be vindictive. Not only that, me see, our consulate general is one of the best that you've ever come across. Him nice like a pound of rice. Him a do whole pa good things, in show up him face, him go round, him in a the despair. He make you laugh. Day to day, me go watch the celebration of our country, the independence of our country, and the man is so nice. I give out joy. So what do you want me to do? What do you want us to do? Not follow the law? What if it was the opposite way? First of all, when you met the diplomat come into the place, the first one, you not going to say no. And you know, the irony. And kiss me backside, hold on. Let me talk like a politics too. And you know me who I'm going to talk about because of foolishness. All these years, this little one, and you know who me attack. All these years, troublemaker in a people life. And the laws are in place. In place. And up to today, them are pussyfoot around him. But on a quick for say, no, don't extend the diplomat them. Because you know why the same sex partner for come down there. Wait a minute. We come all day. You're part Jamaican. Wake up. Go talk to Biden. Knock on his door. Oh, wait. In the vacation. When he come back, knock on his door. And tell him, say, follow the law, the Jamaican people, because we will not tell if we follow food or law. Give us my dying child. It's not the first, you know. On a seat. Come back like say, this is the British Empire. When they run over everybody. Tell everybody what they do. I'm going to tell the Jamaican government, start. Make money, employ people, pay off a debt, and tell people to cure out. Thank you for listening, and see you on Spotify. Share with your friends them. As me say, if you don't know patois, find a Jamaican and we explain everything with me just here a while ago. Me gone.